The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
And now, speaking of, we've had comedy, speaking of music and pivoting to doing things in different ways and everything. So Clannad, believe it or not, have been going for 50 years now. And to celebrate it, they've got together with the RTE Concert Orchestra for a special anniversary gig. And here to talk to us about it is the First Lady of Celtic Music, Moya Brennan. Hello, Moya.
Hello. How are you doing, Brendan?
I'm doing great.
I'm
doing great. How are you all doing up in Donegal?
Oh, really well, really well. Lovely to be here.
And Moya, I saw trailers for the gig and it looks great. And I suppose the Clannad music is quite epic music at times anyway. So doing it with an orchestra must have been fantastic, was it?
Absolutely. It really is. It lends itself very, very well to orchestrated arrangements. So it was a real, real treat working with David Brophy and Gavin Murphy, who arranged the music. But doing songs like, you know, Robin of Sherwood and Harry's Game and In a Lifetime, I mean, doing those songs with the orchestra is a real, real treat. But then you have great fun with, you know, the old Irish songs as well, like Chéad Ollamhíre and things like that. And you have the, you know, you feel the vibrant of the orchestra behind you and everything. And it's just, it was a magical couple of days that we recorded this with them and out in the RDS in the library there, where we kind of all social distance and everything. But it still didn't lose the vibrant of the sound for me anyway, you know, just that surrounded me. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and listen, I believe your children, Aisling and Paul, were part of this special as well, yeah?
Well, the Aisling and Paul have been part of my solo band for many years now. And it was kind of, you know, we lost one member of Clannad there a couple of years ago, Pádraig. And it kind of just fitted very well. There was another part of the clan, and Paul and Kieran and Noel just you know, gave them a trial, and they had to be good. It wasn't just the sake that they were family, you know.
Okay, there was no cronyism here, was there?
Sorry?
No cronyism here.
No, not at all. So, I mean, they were so excited because you can imagine, you know, I mean, you know, it's sort of they're just in their 20s. So they're there with an orchestra behind them, and they were feeling the buzz totally. It was great. It was great. It's great to be on tour with, you know, when you think of years of touring with Clannad all around the world, and there are some times that I've missed it. Well, a lot of, you know, school outings and some birthdays and everything, because you're on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a real blessing now. Here they are with me, because they're part of the Clannad World Tour that we're doing, the Farewell World Tour that we're doing, start cranking it up again in October. So
was that world tour interrupted by COVID? It was.
It certainly was. We just started, Brendan. Oh. You know, we started. We did two gigs in Ireland, and then we went to the UK, and it was sold out. We were having a great time, and it kind of near the end of, like, before we stopped, you noticed that there were, you know, people, your seats missing, and people coming with masks, and you felt really, it was becoming a little bit uncomfortable. So on the 16th of March was the last gig that we did in Bournemouth, and after that we were supposed to be in the Palladium on the 17th of March, and it would have been a great night, but not with the situation that was there. So we're picking it up. Well, you know, we weren't able to pick it up until actually the end of October this year. So looking forward to going back to live gigs.
I'd say so, yeah. And listen, little did you think, or any of us think, that how long you were probably off the road for. Like, you probably thought a few weeks, we need to just pause things here.
Especially musicians, yeah, you kind of assumed, you know, because I came back from the tour and headed up to Donegal here, and thinking, you know, Asher, you know, it'd be nice to spend, you know, a couple of weeks up in Donegal with no interruptions. And six months later,
yeah. you wouldn't have minded an interruption. Yeah.
Yeah, but we've kept kind of busy with different Zooms, and, you know, you meet people online and you write online, and we did a couple of documentaries as well. There was a great documentary done on us with Blondin and Coffee that was there at Christmas and everything. So we kept going, but it's not the same. It's not the same as going out and playing to an audience, and, you know, you miss that.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, so the library in the RDS with an orchestra, it's a long way from where you started out 50 years ago, isn't it? Did you form for the Letterkenny Folk Festival, is that right?
That's right, Brendan. I mean, we my father had a show band, and you know, the show band era just kind of petered out at the beginning of the 60s, and he was then playing at different things. It was the only trade he had. He's an amazing entertainer himself, and he ended up being a resident in a hotel nearby and doing weddings and funerals and whatever, you know. And then it was himself and my mother. They decided to open a bar, Leo's Tavern. And, you know, it's just, and it's rocking. It's a great place. Well, obviously it's not rocking now, but it will be again. But it's really where we used to come back from our holidays, for our holidays from school and that, when we were off school. And you know, my dad would get us up to play before him, and kind of before we knew it, we were just sort of getting used to playing together. So we kind of started in Leo's, and then, you know, it was a suggestion for us to enter the Letterkenny Folk Festival, not in our wildest dreams thinking that something would come out of it, you know. And winning that and winning the prize was to make an album. And it was when we got our name together, thinking that Asher, it'll do us. And here we are over 50 years later, you know, with 19 albums or whatever, and around the world and playing with so many different in so many different places, and you know, and also playing and sharing with different people as well. And starting, you know, you start off as a young band in Donegal. No, never in your wildest dreams, all the things that we've done. And then to think that here we are still doing it, and doing this great concert with the RTE Light Orchestra. It's fabulous, actually. It's a great, you know, it's a great journey for us, you know, and it's a lovely journey, especially when we're sort of concluding our journey as well.
Yeah. And listen, so the 50 years, as you say, you've had some extraordinary moments there and ended up in the most unlikely of places, really, for a band that started out at the Letterkenny Folk Festival. What are the standout memories for you, Moya?
Well, you know, you have to kind of look at certain things. Like, I mean, Letterkenny Folk Festival will always stand out for me. But, you know, when you look at us singing a song in Irish on Top of the Pops, now that's a dream. Yeah. Because you write it in the sense that you don't think that that's where that's going to end up, because it's in Gaelic, you know. And the fact that they were playing it all over, you know, all over the UK, and it dawned on them that we were singing in Gaelic, and there was the troubles then at the north, and they thought they there might be something offensive there, so they took it off the radio for a whole day till they got the translation of it. and of course it wasn't, you know, but yeah, that's a standout moment, doing something that, you know, you grew up watching Top of the Pops, I suppose things like the Ivor Novello Award, being at the BAFTA Awards. And during those times as well, the BAFTA Awards was the TV and the film. So, like, all the stars were there, you know, and that was amazing. And then a Grammy Award. And it's been an amazing journey, Brendan.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, so when are the gigs starting again?
Well, we're starting in the UK again, doing what we started there in March a year ago. We're going to be doing that October, November. But then we're going to put in some more Irish gigs in March, the end of March, which is Derry, Galway, Limerick, and I think Wexford. But we probably finish the whole kind of tour when we finish in the UK and Europe and in Australia and everywhere, you know, that we're going around the world. We'll probably finish with a big gig in Dublin. So, but it's
and is that it then, Moya?
Sorry?
Is that it then?
It was a decision we made. It's not like Fair Book Convention or Bagatelle saying, you'll be back or whatever. No, we really decided that we wanted to do this. And also, you know, it's kind of... We all do different things as well. We all have different projects. So we're just happy to. We just felt that it was a good thing to do, and to conclude. You know, it'll be by the time we finish it, it will be 52 years of Clannad. But you know, it's just a nice feeling to do it like this, and we do feel. You know, quite blessed and being able to do it as well, you know.
Yeah, and look, you go out on a high, I've no doubt. Moya Brennan, thank you very much.
It.
And that orchestral show goes out on RT1 television on Saturday the 7th of August at 10:35 p.m.
And thank you, Brendan.
Thanks, Moya.
All right, bye.
And Saturday the 7th of August at 10:35 and is presented by John Kelly. And let's play a little bit of Clannad now. This is In a Lifetime.